Hello, I'm calling from Oregon Opinion Surveys. I'm conducting an opinion survey and would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. Your name is chosen at random, and your individual answers are confidential.
Okay.
Just to confirm, are you Robin Cohen?
No, my name is Doreen Standish.
Thank you. First, are you in a place where you can talk safely and openly on your phone? I know we are calling you on your cell phone, so we will make this as quick as possible, and we really appreciate your time.
Okay.
Does anyone in your household work for a news media outlet, including print, radio, internet, or television?
No.
Thank you. Are you 18 or older and registered to vote in Oregon?
Yes.
I know it's still a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the November general elections for president and Congress? Will you definitely vote, probably vote? Are the chances 50-50, or will you probably not vote?
Definitely we will.
Thank you. Regardless of how you have previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, a Republican, an independent, or something else?
Republican.
Thank you. Would you call yourself a strong Republican or not very strong Republican?
Well, I don't know how to answer that because if there isn't a Republican running that has values, I would vote for someone who had values. But I would say I'm strong if they have values.
Thank you, ma'am. What is your age?
83.
Thank you. Just to be sure we are representing everybody, may I ask your race?
Caucasian.
Thank you, ma'am. Thinking about the direction the country is headed in, generally speaking, are you very dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
Very dissatisfied.
Thank you. Now, I'd like to rate your feelings towards some people and organizations using a scale from 0 to 100, on which 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them, a 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable, and a 50 means that you do not feel particularly warm or cold. You can use any number from 0 to 100 depending on how you feel. Or if you have no opinion or have never heard of a person or organization, you can say so.
Okay.
Democrats in Congress?
0.
Republicans in Congress?
75.
Joe Biden?
0.
MAGA Republicans?
What did you say?
MAGA Republicans?
MAGA?
M-A-G-A Republicans.
M-A-G-A. I don't know what that is.
Donald Trump?
100.
Project 2025?
I'm not familiar with it.
Lori Chavez de Ramir?
10.
Janelle Bynum?
10.
Kamala Harris?
0.
And J.D. Vance.
80.
Ma'am?
80.
If the election for U.S. Congress were held today, would you vote for the Democrat or the Republican?
Republican.
Thank you. I know it's still a long way off, but if the election for president were held today, would you vote for Jill Stein, Cornel West, Kamala Harris, Robert F. Kennedy Jr., or Donald Trump, or another?
Donald Trump, first choice, and Kennedy, second choice.
Thank you. Regardless of how you plan to vote, who do you think will win the presidential election?
I have no idea.
I know it's still a long way off, but if the election for Congress were held today, would you vote for Janelle Bynum or Lori Chavez de Remier?
Or what was the third one?
Lori Chavez de Remier?
Did you say two names or three?
Two, ma'am.
And the first one is Laura?
Janelle Bynum.
Biden, B-I-D-E-N?
No, Bynum, B-Y-N-U-M.
I don't know either one of them, but if I was to vote, I'd probably vote Republican, but sometimes I don't vote if I don't know who they are.
Yes, Lori Chavez de Remier is the Republican.
Hmm.
Would you vote for her, ma'am, or undecided?
Undecided.
Thank you. Even though you are not supporting Janelle Bynum now, what are the chances that you might support her for Congress in November 2024? Is there a fair chance that you might support her? A small chance? Just a very slight chance? Or no chance at all that you might support her?
Small chance, because I will read up about her.
And what about Lori Chavez de Remier?
Same thing. I will. It's a small chance. I don't know, because I'll have to do some research and see what her values are.
Thank you, ma'am. And do you approve or disapprove of the way Joe Biden is handling his job as president?
100% disapprove.
And do you approve or disapprove of the way Lori Chavez de Remier is handling her job as your member of Congress?
I don't know that I know how she's doing, unknown or whatever.
No problem, ma'am. You can say you don't know if you don't know.
I don't know.
No problem. Now I will read a statement that Janelle Bynum's opponent has made about her and Bynum's response to get your reaction.
Okay.
Janelle Bynum's opponent says she's soft on crime, liberal, who is Oregon's most pro-criminal and anti-victim politician. She supported a plan to release 2,000 criminals from jail and voted to give millions of dollars to groups that want to defund the police. And while Portland was being torn apart by rioters, Bynum said that she was pleased to see the protests. Bynum is too liberal, and her actions have made it harder for police to do their job and shows that she cannot be trusted to keep Oregon families safe. Supporters of Janelle say this attack is just an attempt by Chavez de Remier to distract from her extreme record in Congress and the damage she has done to Oregon families. Chavez supports a national abortion ban, even for victims of rape and incest. Chavez has voted to cut Social Security and Medicare, strip health care protections away from people in Oregon, and cut taxes for billionaires. She'll be just another rubber stamp for Donald Trump. Now that you have heard that information, I want to ask you again, if the election for Congress were held today, would you vote for Democrat Janelle or Republican Chavez Jaramillo?
Well, which one is for abortion?
Chavez Jaramillo.
She thinks abortion is okay. Well, what about the other one?
Oh, sorry, ma'am. I misunderstood your question. Chavez supports a national abortion ban.
Okay, I would vote for her.
Thank you. Now, I'm going to read you some doubts or concerns that some people have raised about one of the candidates running for Congress. In this case, I will be talking with you about Lori Chavez. Please tell me how each one troubles you about supporting her for Congress, a great deal, quite a bit, just somewhat, or not at all. There are several statements, ma'am. I thank you for your time and your patience as we get through each one.
Okay.
Travis is a MAGA extremist who is fighting harder for Trump and his agenda than Oregon families. Instead of supporting law enforcement, they are attacking the courts to protect Trump from being held accountable. And their budget proposals would raise taxes on the middle class while cutting taxes for big corporations and repealing the Affordable Care Act. The last thing we need in Congress is more MAGA extremists.
Oh, gosh, I'm confused because tell me what MAGA means.
The MAGA is Make America Great Again.
Oh, okay. And she is for that?
Yeah, she's a MAGA extremist who is fighting harder for Trump.
Okay. I don't know what the choices were, but I would vote for her.
Thank you. In serving in Congress shouldn't be about making headlines. You have to deliver substance. Travis is making headlines by taking credit for laws that delivered billions to the district, but she voted against those laws. She has not done anything about inflation, but she voted to cut nutrition assistance programs for women and children struggling in this economy. She has not done anything about the border, but she has supported Republicans who killed a border security deal so they could keep making headlines about it in this election.
Gosh, that's a funny question because it sounds like she is going to support a closed border, but she wants to cut nutrition for the schools.
Yes, nutrition assistance program for women and children struggling in this economy.
That's some Democratic more than Republican. I don't know what to say. I guess I'm unsure.
Would you say it troubles you about supporting her for Congress?
Yeah, it kind of troubles me that she wants to cut the WIC program, if that's what it is.
Thank you, ma'am. Our democracy is being threatened, yes, yet Chavez is standing with Trump and Make America Great Again lies about the 2020 election being stolen and supporting politicians who refuse to say they'll certify the upcoming election if Trump loses. And instead of fighting to secure our voting rights and guaranteeing that every ballot is counted, she is supporting those who are even attacking vote by mail. The stakes are too high for us to support Chavez, who won't protect our democracy and Oregon's vote-by-mail system.
These questions, I can't wrap my brain around them, because it sounds like what you're saying, that Chavez, she thinks it's okay to vote the way we're doing, and she doesn't want to investigate fraud voting. Is that right?
Yes, it seems that in the statement, Chavez is lying about the 2020 elections votes being stolen, as some voters vote through mail.
Well, obviously, when it's been proven that, you know, tens of thousands of people have voted that aren't even alive. So I'm against that. Even though she's supporting Trump, I don't know how she can say that and have those principles that she's supporting Trump. That's how she said, you know, that's a hypocrite.
There are just three more statements, ma'am. Thank you again for your time and for getting through them. Chavez voted to cut billions from our Border Patrol and Immigration Police, and she voted to defund federal law enforcement by 22%, making it harder for them to do their jobs to protect us. Those cuts mean less money for investigations that stop human and narcotics trafficking, public corruption, kidnappings, terrorism, and cybercrimes. She is voting to cut funding for law enforcement at the same time she's voting to let billionaires cheat on their taxes. Lori talks tough on crime, but her record speaks loudly about her real priorities.
What do you want me to vote? I mean, I'm against that state.
Thank you. Chavez broke her... Yes?
Somebody needs to replace her other than a Democrat.
Another statement is... another statement is Chavez broke her promise to us. She ran as a pro-choice candidate and said she supported a woman's right to choose. But in Washington, she voted to restrict access to abortion and supports a national ban on abortions that would override Oregon law. We need someone in Congress who will stand up for women's rights, not break their promise to Oregon women. Would that make you change your mind of voting for her, or not at all?
Not at all.
Chavez has embraced politicians whose extreme Project 2025 would radically reshape the federal government. The plan eliminates the Department of Education, drastically cuts Medicare, rolls back LGBTQ rights, defunds federal law enforcement agency, and cuts environmental regulations while giving Trump nearly unchecked power in the White House. A vote for Chavez de Ramir is a vote for these dangerous programs.
I'd say I wouldn't vote for her.
Thank you, ma'am.
Anybody else?
Now I'm going to ask you again, if the election for Congress were held today, would you vote for the Democrat Janelle Bynum or Republican Chavez de Ramir or someone else?
Someone else.
Thank you, ma'am. And the last few questions are for statistical purposes only. What is the last year of schooling that you have completed?
12. I had college, but I didn't complete.
Thank you. Are you married, unmarried, living with a partner, single, separated, divorced, or widowed?
Widowed.
Do you have any children 18 years of age or younger living in your household?
No.
Are you or is any member of your household a member of a union or employee association?
No.
in the 2020 election for president, did you vote for Democrat Joe Biden or Republican Donald Trump?
Donald Trump.
Thank you, ma'am. This concludes our survey. Thank you very much for your participation.
You're welcome.